Hello to the most wonderful community. I so look forward to sitting down and talking health each week with you. Being here means so much to me, and I pray that it's valuable to you, makes sense to you, and is something you can act upon. Because remember, knowing this stuff is cool, but doing something with it is even cooler. Before we begin, I want to tell you about the actual School of Doza. I have an online school. It's called the School of Doza. Tuition for classes start at $1 for the first month, $10 a month after that. I teach live classes twice a week. And if you miss the classes, you can watch the recording. But there's exclusive content solely for the School of Doza, and the students love it. I love teaching. You should join. The link for it will be in the show notes, but you can go to schoolofdoza.com/signup. And like I said, tuition starts at $1. Today, we are talking about NAD, N-A-D. What is NAD? NAD, nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, is an electron acceptor that is fundamental to life. Now, I'm not going to say that word the entire time, so we're just going to refer to it as NAD, N-A-D. And before we get into it, I just want to explain that I've done this for years in practice. NAD is something that I really, really am a big fan of. I take NAD personally every single week. I administer it for the last probably 6 or 7 years in the clinic to thousands of clients, and they all show benefit from it. And I'm going to explain the science behind it because I think it's a big, big part of our clinic, and it's very therapeutic. So the first reason why you should consider NAD is because it becomes deficient as we age. Now, when we talk about NAD, NAD+, understand that it is vital to our overall function, and you could make the equation that as we age, you will have NAD deficiency. Okay, we talk about hormone deficiency, we talk about nutritional deficiencies. Think about NAD deficiency as we age. Each one of our cells, a brain cell, a heart cell, a liver cell, they all have things within the cell, if you remember your biology. These cells, some of the things these cells do are help us function, but they also help us make energy. All right, something deep inside of these cells, which I'm going to refer to, is something called the mitochondria. The mitochondria is referred to as the powerhouse of the cell. And what it does is it makes energy. Our currency of energy, actions, breathing, sleeping, pooping, everything involves energy production. ATP is the energy that you will produce. I think it's adenosine triphosphate. And the ATP is the byproduct of NAD going in to the body and or being produced in the body and touching a cell, and that cell, the mitochondria, making energy called ATP. All right, now I wish I had a visual in front of you, but there'll be some links that you can click on. But I would highly encourage you to look at the visuals. And this is why we have the school. Like, you know, we have visuals in the school that we can show you with the presentation. But imagine that these cells need a recipe. They need a conductor, if you will, in order to make energy. And the harder the life, the more stressful the life, the more times the heart beats, the more times the brain has to think, the more times you have to poop, the more times that you exercise, the more ATP slash energy production that will occur and is demanded on the body or from the body as we age. And when you get to age 60 or 70 or 80, you think about all the chronic diseases that are out there. Think about diabetes, heart disease, dementia, think about cancer, think about autoimmune disorders. These all involve NAD deficiency. Because when you're talking about NAD, you're talking about the cellular health of the individual. And now you're talking about how, from a basic level, everyone is going to have NAD as something they produce in the body. Now, when you inject it into you, we will talk about the benefits of it, but when you inject NAD or you take it orally or you take the precursor to NAD in the supplement form, what NAD does is it goes and it helps support the mitochondria so the mitochondria can then make more energy for us. And if you think about longevity, if you think about anti-aging, If you think about a healthy quality of life in when you're 60, 70, 80, maybe even 90, you should be thinking about promoting NAD in the body so you can make ATP as you age. And my theory is as you make ATP, you will be healthier. If you're aging and you make more ATP, it's because you've been probably supplementing or addressing your NAD deficiency and trying to prevent that. There's many ways to do it. NAD injections are just one of them. There's oral supplements that do it. But just think about this. When I say NAD deficiency, like I said, this is a supplement. This is a chemical compound, right? Biochemically speaking, this helps us function. They took studies of liver samples from humans, and they found that people who were over 60 years of age, they had about a 30% decline in NAD concentration from people who were 45 years or younger. 30% decline in NAD production when you hit 60. I'm not waiting till 60 to address my NAD. I am taking NAD injections every single week. Because if I take NAD plus, NAD plus goes and it takes a hydrogen, right? Like you've heard of hydrogen. Now I'm talking chemistry, right? I get to talk chemistry with y'all. You've heard of a hydrogen atom, right? And this hydrogen plus atom will go bond to NAD once it's injected into the body. And what happens is those two compounds now form NADH. And NADH will go into the glycolysis pathway. It will help you form glucose, and it will also help you form ATP. But the other cool thing is when NADH goes into the body or is being formed in the body, right? Let's say I get injected with NAD. It goes into your body, and it goes into a cell, or goes to the cell, and it goes to something called your electron transport chain. And we'll get into that in a second, but this electron transport chain is the outer membrane of every single mitochondria in the body. And if I lost you on this, let me back up real quick. Basic simple science. You have cells in your body. You have a brain cell. You have a liver cell. You have a heart cell. Within this cell, there's a very strong control system called the mitochondria. And every single disease known to humans will have mitochondrial dysfunction, which means this powerhouse of the cell is not able to make enough energy to live. Now, whether this is a brain cell, a heart cell, a liver cell, doesn't matter. Because if it's happening in one part of the body, it's capable of happening in other parts. Dementia is mitochondrial dysfunction of a brain cell. And that brain cell is not healthy enough to make more ATP. Maybe there's not enough NAD floating in the body. Maybe there's not enough hydrogen. Right now you're seeing the chemistry of these chemical compounds floating through our body. And as we age, we need more NAD in order for our cells to be healthy in order to make energy. It becomes deficient as we age. I know this. I study this. I can look at it. Here's another thing that's great about it. For years, I couldn't study NAD and blood work. Okay, it's very hard to understand how you can measure NAD. I mean, we're talking on the cellular level, the most basic scientific component of our body are the cells, right? And when these cells, no one talks, like there's no doctors, like primary care doctors, endocrinologists, even neurologists, that are coming to you and saying, patient so-and-so, we need to take care of your cells. Because when you're 60 or 70 or 80, if you're worried about things like diabetes and dementia and heart disease and cancer, each one of those cells could be affected. And if you breathe life into these cells at the earliest age possible and support these cells with things like NAD+, then your cells will be healthier for a longer time. You'll be able to do more in life if your cells are healthier. And I keep saying this over and over again because I don't want this to be confusing. You know, if I were to teach this to my kids, I would say NAD plus NAD, you should be taking that or you should be making more of it. You should be doing that for the rest of your life because it's one of those supplements that's going to help you live a healthier life. Another reason why NAD is amazing for you is because it supports your brain. Now, I told you that it's hard to measure NAD in blood work, but NAD plus can be measured in a urinalysis sample. For years, we've done labs. Okay, I'm a practicing clinician. So for anyone who ever wants to consult with me, I love doing consults with people. I do labs all the time. I review the labs with you, and I will break it down in a way to where you understand your body, your blueprint, right? How you function, because labs are essentially a diagnostic scan of all the systems in your body, right? I'm a mechanic. So if I look at the labs in your body, I can tell where and what is happening in real time, and then we can course correct. Imagine if I look at pathway B and I see that at checkpoint 7, it's going left and it should be going right. And the only reason it's going left and it's not going right is because you're missing this key ingredient that would make it go right. That's a simple fix, right? Imagine that ingredient was NAD or NAD, or maybe it was vitamin D, maybe it was B12, maybe it was even B6, B9. Like, that's an easy fix. Now, what's cool about labs, like a urinalysis test that measures brain cells can tell you if you're making enough NAD. For you science nerds out there, and this is one of the things I want to go more in depth into, this is one of those conversations I would love to have with David Sinclair. This is one of the conversations I would love to have with Andrew Huberman. We measure something in our labs called a urinalysis test, which is basically a pee sample. We take your urine and we measure the cells, the runoff cells, the byproducts of your brain function in your urine. That's why I say it's so important that when you go to the bathroom in the morning, it's from the night before, all your brain dump, it's your detox, right? You pee and poop everything out, right? The things that don't belong to your body. And if you catch it midstream, we can see what's happening in your brain through your analysis. There's something called the chitinuria pathway. And I studied this for years, and give a big shout out to Dr. Josh Gunn with Ethos Laboratories, wherever they are at. We worked with them for years. They have this urinalysis test that you can measure this thing called the chitinuria pathway. And this pathway takes tryptophan. You ever heard of the reason, you know, turkey makes you sleepy is because there's an amino acid in it called tryptophan that makes you sleepy, because tryptophan converts to melatonin. All right. That is all true. However, the turkey tryptophan also helps you make NAD. So if you're talking about how do I get more NAD from my diet because I want to help promote cellular health, well, you should eat more turkey. But what happens with this chitinuria pathway, it takes the turkey and it helps you make NAD out of it. That NAD will go into the brain cells or the liver cells or the heart cells and helps you make more energy that helps you live a healthier life. That's why you are what you eat, and food is your medicine. How much turkey are you eating? Are you waiting till Thanksgiving to eat all your turkey? No. And for all you carnivore eaters out there, I challenge you to eat less beef and eat more turkey. Okay? There's a lot of benefit, and I know you probably say there's tryptophan and beef too as well. I say yes, but there's also a lot in turkey. And turkey is very healthy for you. Now, when I take the turkey, I take the tryptophan, I put it into my body, it goes into my brain, right, after it's broken down in the gut. And it goes into the brain, and then the brain takes the tryptophan broken down, and it takes into this chitinuria pathway, and it helps you make NAD. Now, in this urinalysis test, there's this measurement called quinolinic acid, right? Now, it's a fancy term, but it's basically a toxin. It's a toxin. Now, from the breakdown of NAD, if you're not making enough NAD, what happens is you make too much of this toxin, this quinolinic acid, starts with a Q. And what happens is it kills your brain cells. It does the exact opposite of what NAD does for your brain. NAD goes in and breathes life into your mitochondria, your cells, and it helps you make energy. Well, toxins that destroy brain cells do the exact opposite. They destroy your brain cells. And in this urinalysis test that we use through Ethos Laboratories, you could see the toxins in the urine building up. And in theory, you say, I don't think these pathways are working like they should. I don't think you're making enough NAD. And what's crazy is you start talking to the client and you start asking them questions about their brain, and they start telling you things that they have brain fog, they have insomnia, They have memory issues, right? Cognition's not there like it should. Imagine if you could pick up dementia 30, 40 years before it happens. What would it look like? Because I can tell you right now, there's still no one actual blood test. There's no one actual screening. There is no definitive treatment for dementia or Alzheimer's. But I can tell you right now, Alzheimer's and dementia has NAD deficiency in it, along with omega-3 deficiency, along with insulin resistance of the brain, along with insulin resistance of the liver, along with inflammation of the body, and lack of sleep, lack of nutrition, et cetera, et cetera. So when I look at the brain's health, okay, let's say, you know, modern medicine wants to throw a magic bullet at it, right? Let's just focus on NAD therapeutically for a second. If I were to give you NAD in injections for a long period of time, I would imagine that I would see this reflection in lab testing. I would see your quinolinic acid decrease. I would see this neurotoxin in your urinalysis decrease. And in theory, that means the pathway is opening up the way it should. And in theory, you're making more NAD. Because all I have to do is ask someone who's gotten NAD, how do you feel afterwards? They will tell you exactly what I experience. I feel clarity. I feel energy after NAD injections. One of the reasons why I do NAD, and I've done NAD for the last 5 years, and while I give it to all the clients here at the Nurse Doza Clinic, is because they have energy. It goes back to what we just talked about at the beginning. We are talking about energy. I don't know how most people define energy. I speak in terms of energy as frequency. I talk about in terms of ATP production. I talk about in terms of NAD. If your NAD levels in your body are sufficient, you should have enough energy throughout the day. We have hundreds of clients that do NAD every week, and the number one thing they say is they notice energy throughout the week. NAD injections are the most simplest things in the world. Like, you inject it into your belly, you use this little insulin needle. It's subcutaneous. And after a few minutes, you will feel the NAD go through your body, and it basically goes wherever it needs to go. NAD is really interesting. For anyone that's ever had NAD IVs or injections, NAD goes directly into the body, it travels through the bloodstream, and it goes wherever the body needs NAD the most. Okay, this is really hard to prove through science articles because none of these scientific people are actually practicing clinicians like I am. I've been giving thousands of NAD therapies for the last 7 years. Okay, we do it daily. When we give NAD injections and give it in IVs, NAD goes exactly where it needs to in the body, and it starts helping that cell. Imagine that someone's necessity, their preference for repair, for regeneration, for health. Imagine that everyone has a fatty liver, everyone has leaky gut, everyone has prediabetes, which means they all have insulin resistance. Let's say everyone's stressed out to the max, which means they have high cortisol production and they're tanking their adrenal glands. So they're always in flight or fight mode, which affects their sleep, and they're indoors all day, which affects their mood and their vitamin D. And now we're looking at almost every single American who's walking around. And as the doctors talk about their diabetes and their heart disease and their cancer risk, no one talks about their fatty liver. Well, guess where most of the NAD is made in the body? It's made in the liver. So when we give NAD injections to people, including myself, people feel it go through the body, but they go to the places where they need it the most. Sometimes they experience nausea right here in the midsection after NAD injections. And they can't explain why. They're like, why do I have this nausea? And you can go to all the clinics that give IVs in the country, and when they give NAD, they offer something for the nausea. If you have nausea after a NAD injection, you have gut issues. You have digestive issues, because that's the first place NAD's going to go first, because there's other people who've had history of concussions, maybe seizures, maybe even history of migraines, and they experience NAD injection therapy in their brain. They will feel the sensation traveling in their brain within minutes, sometimes right during the IV when they're getting NAD therapy. It is the most incredible experience I've ever seen or experienced myself. When you are getting NAD through an IV, it is traveling through your body. You experience as the IV is going on. I am not even joking. It is one of the most incredible experiences you will ever have. It's like a numbing sensation that's traveling through your nerves, but it tingles when it goes to an area that's repairing. So I talked about how NAD helps the brain cell. NAD goes into a brain cell and helps it prevent it basically from getting dementia. That's the theory. Go talk at every neurologist and oncologist. You say that's not the only thing going on. Of course not. But really, at the deepest level possible, if your brain is deteriorating from years of inflammatory lifestyle and processed ingredients going into the body, you, one, do not have enough capability to keep up with those demands and that stress on the body. You will make more NAD if you can from the liver, but guess what? 1 in 4 people have a fatty liver in this country, so you're not making enough NAD, which means you have to inject the NAD like I do and we give to everyone here in order for your cells, like your brain cells, to be healthy enough to make more energy to keep up with all the work that you're about to do for the next 10 or 20 years. That's why we give NAD every single day. And what's crazy about it is, besides it helping the brain, another reason why NAD is fantastic for you, if you're not convinced by now, NAD is great for cellular repair. There's something that goes on with the NAD when you actually give it through the IV. I've had people say it goes through the shoulder. I'll never forget, this person came in and said, I got this IV. He was getting the IV, and the NAD was going in. Within minutes, this person said, I can feel something in my shoulder. And I said, what's going on? They said, it's like it's tingling. It's like this numb tingling kind of going on in my left shoulder. And I said, that's awesome. Can I ask, like, have you ever had like a shoulder injury? Sure enough, rotator cuff surgery a couple years ago, maybe even recently. And I remember thinking, the NAD is going to your shoulder and it's repairing any damage that is still going on after the surgery or after the injury. I'm serious. This happens every single time. When we've given NAD for the last 7 years to thousands of clients, people have experienced it in their shoulder. They've experienced it in their legs. Like, let's say bodybuilders come in, or people that go to the gym and they did legs day. They will come in and feel the NAD going through their legs. And they're like, oh my gosh, I feel like it's doing something to my legs. And did you do squats today? Like, yeah, I did a lot of squats. It's repairing all the micro tears in the fibers of the muscle tissue in real time while you're getting the IV. That is powerful. You want to talk therapeutic? Imagine if traditional medicine included NAD therapy in every single clinic across the country, even before surgery. Because a lot of times I tell people, before you're doing a surgery, come in and get the NAD done before and get the NAD done after the surgery. Surgeons get it. They're like, oh, NAD will help repair the wounds. And I'm like, oh yeah, you will recover quicker from a surgery if you do NAD injections. No joke. We've had several women come in after planned C-sections who come into the clinic and get NAD IVs and NAD injections. And guess what? Their scar tissue looks really good quickly. And they get better quicker after the NAD. And so when you think about looking at what it actually scientifically does for the cells, it promotes cellular repair. When you have any damage to your cells, talk about, like I said, late nights, poor lifestyle, poor genetics, sugar, all of that causes direct cellular damage. And if you have enough NAD and hydrogen floating around in your body, or even phosphorus too for some people, if you have enough of those chemicals in there, you can make more energy to keep up with life's demands. But people with inflammation are not keeping up with life's demands, which means they are starting to have NAD deficiency. So weight gain, diabetes, heart disease, leaky gut, indigestion, these are all the starts of you having NAD deficiency. But let's talk about the healthy aspect of it. Let's say you are healthy and you have your labs checked out. Let's say you're one of these weekend warriors and you say, I want to live to 100 and I want to be able to keep running marathons. What do I have to do in order to make that happen? Then I say, okay, what you have to do is you have to take insulin and make sure insulin is sensitive to the body. You cannot live a healthy life if you have insulin resistance. One of the interesting things about insulin is insulin will help you live a long time. If you want to live to 100 with a high quality of life, you want to be a marathon runner, a weekend warrior, you have to regulate your insulin. And weekend warriors, you really don't regulate your insulin as well as you think you do, right? Because we can go into a whole nother conversation about that. But When you regulate your insulin, you regulate cellular health. That mitochondria I was talking about that needs the NAD in order to help you make ATP and live a long life, it needs insulin to be healthy enough to do this. Because here's what happens. If your insulin is out of control and you're pre-diabetic, there's no way you're going to live to 100 and have a high quality of life. There's no way that your brain cell is going to be healthy enough to make enough ATP, and there's no way your liver is going to be healthy enough to make enough NAD so you can make ATP from all your cells. If your insulin is regulated and it's sensitive, not resistant like most people are, if your insulin is sensitive, your mitochondria is healthier, and it promotes something that we discovered 30, 40 years ago. Actually, it was 1963, excuse me, something called autophagy. Autophagy was discovered in 1963, and it was discovered that our cells have the ability to heal themselves and clean themselves out. True cellular regeneration. In the biochemistry world, autophagy promotes something called mitochondrial rejuvenation, which is the ability for the mitochondria and all your cells to repair itself from all the damage from stress. Stress will cause damage to our cells, like the mitochondria that makes energy, and you will not live a long life. Diabetes, dementia, heart disease, cancer, all has mitochondrial dysfunction of a particular organ. Maybe that's where cancer is occurring. Maybe, you know, fatty liver disease, it's mitochondrial dysfunction of the liver itself. If your body is healthy enough to be in an insulin-sensitive state, then the mitochondria is healthy enough to repair itself. And after it's repaired itself with this term autophagy, there's something that now the cell can do that promotes longevity. Not only does NAD help promote autophagy when you take it through IVs and injections, but NAD helps you repair the cells, like we talked about. You will feel it repairing it in real time. And if you're healthy enough and there's no damage that needs to be repaired, then another reason why NAD is wonderful for you is because it promotes longevity. That term autophagy, when your cells are healthy enough to clean themselves out and regenerate and repair themselves without the need of outside help, like supplements or sunlight, let's be honest, then what happens is this autophagy promotes mitochondrial rejuvenation, right? Where now what's happening, these mitochondria, these brain cells, these liver cells, these heart cells, they're now healthier. They're not sick anymore. Autophagy is what happens when you do calorie restrictive diets, not intermittent fasting, but prolonged fasting. I'm talking a 3-day water fast. I'm talking a 5-day water fast. When you go on a calorie restrictive diet, science has shown us it helps promote longevity, because what happens is your body helps you make more NAD, that the NAD goes to all the cells, activates the health of the mitochondria only if insulin is sensitive. And what happens are these cells, these mitochondria cells, are able to not only be healthy enough to repair themselves, but mitochondria, once you get mitochondrial biogenesis activated, your cells make new cells. If your body's healthy enough, your cells can make new cells. If you're healthy and you are not pre-diabetic and you are insulin sensitive and you do NAD injections, you will activate mitochondrial biogenesis that in theory will help you make more mitochondria. This was also discovered years ago too. And if your body wants to live to 100 or you want to live to 100, you have to regulate your insulin. You have to promote mitochondrial health. You must be taking NAD injections. If you're not able to get NAD injections, come talk to us. You need to come to our clinic because we can get them to you. But if you need another way to get it, let's say you want to take a pill, you should take resveratrol. Resveratrol is my favorite longevity supplement to take. I take mine every single morning. Ours is Mitochondriac by MSW Nutrition. It is one of my favorite supplements. It's probably my preferred supplement for longevity. So for all you biohackers out there and anti-aging people, you want to take resveratrol, but you want to take ours. And here's why. Ours is the methylated form of resveratrol. It has two forms of resveratrol, plus it has quercetin in it. Quercetin, many benefits to it. But the resveratrol, what it does is it goes and it activates the same genes, the same pathways that activate the mitochondria the same way NAD does. Now, NAD injections are hard to get for a lot of people. NAD supplements are also questionable. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. But I'm telling you right now, if you've ever done NAD injections, you know it's working because you have energy within minutes after taking this injection. No joke. I do it before a run. I do it before a workout. I do it before going out on the weekend, right? Like NAD injections are like pre-tox, but at the same time, they give you a pre-workout energy, okay? And it's really, it's incredible. Like, I'm no joke. You should try it for yourself. But when you take a pill of that, it's hard to duplicate that. But a lot of people who take resveratrol, I'm telling you, it's the same thing that NAD does in the body. That's why I think resveratrol, and I would love to have this talk with Sinclair when we finally get to talk. He takes resveratrol at night. He even says so in his podcast. He promotes a NAD precursor supplement, but then he also takes resveratrol at night because he knows the benefit of resveratrol. Resveratrol activates something called sirtuins. Sirtuin 1 to be example. So it's this enzyme. We have seven of them that all activate cellular health, like the mitochondria, right? And then the other parts of the body and the cell too. Well, sirtuins need to be activated for your insulin to be sensitive. Sirtuins need to be activated for your brain to be healthy. And sirtuins 1 need to be activated if you're going to live a long life. Sirtuins, mitochondria, NAD, all these things need to be in an optimal range. And guess what helps you promote all of that? Resveratrol. Resveratrol can go straight to the mitochondria and just activate what NAD's trying to do. So if you can't get NAD injections, guess what? You can do resveratrol. Because resveratrol, in studies, has been shown to increase sirtuin 1 activation. Resveratrol has been involved in the activation of sirtuin 1s, and it can show similar benefits like caloric restriction does that induces extension of life. That's this is quote for quote in a study right here. It's incredible. Resveratrol is one of my favorite supplements. You should be taking resveratrol long term. Now, let me back up here and kind of close this out. For all the science people out there who really want to get into the weeds of it, this was just a brief taste of what I could go into as far as NAD. I could talk about NAD for hours. But I wanted to showcase the benefits of NAD. I wanted you to physically feel what I feel and what all of our clients feel in the clinic every single day. That health benefit, knowing that you're putting something into your body that is benefiting your health at the deepest level possible. We all spend thousands of dollars on supplements and health and wellness products. Trust me, I do too. But I want to know that it's working. NAD injections work. And the science proves what they're doing. If you can't get NAD injections, come see us in the Nurse Doza Clinic. I will be happy to get you NAD injections that you could do at home. If you want to take a supplement, you should go to mswnutrition.com and take our supplement, Mitochondriac, for the resveratrol in there. Use code Nurse Doza. Thank you for joining me here. I hope you learned a lot. I know it was a lot. Go back and listen again. If you have any questions, be sure to send them my way so I can make sure I follow up with some videos on it. But go out there and have a great week. Class is concluded. I'll see you in the school. Take care.